What's happening, man? It's your partner, Big Boy. It's about that time. Let's get this week turned up right now. Hello.
What up, neighbors?
Natalia Perez.
If it goes down in Hollywood, you know I know about it.
Louis G.
What's up, ladies?
Oh, my God.
ID.
Hola, amores.
With special appearances by Luther Lufe Phone Test.
Sir?
My name is Luther Lufe.
My name is Luther.
Barry's cousin.
I don't know who put anything in your head.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
T.T. Tanaka. Donald Trump.
And also Maricela.
Oh, Big Boy, I love you so much.
It is about that time, man. Strike it. Well, there it is. It's lit. Big Boy's Neighborhood starts now. Big Boy's Neighborhood, do continue to hang out with us. We got a very, very controversial idiot award today. We're calling this the most dangerous idiot award we've ever presented,
ladies
and gentlemen.
Yeah, man, I don't know if I will be able to be here presence to do another one after this one.
You know, may not be able to be here presence?
Presence.
All righty.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Is it presence or presence?
All right, so should we give you yours right now, or how are we doing this?
Nah, wait for it, bro.
Yeah. All right.
Wait till I deliver mine,
but
please.
The most dangerous and controversial idiot award ever, and I'm going to tell you straight up, man, it's the idiot award to Louis' girlfriend, Myra.
Come on.
What are you talking about?
I said, yes, it is, but damn.
Yeah, man. So, very controversial idiot award. And from what he's saying, I haven't heard why, you know what I'm saying, Myra, but very much deserved your idiot award. In case you missed it, we got Saweetie in the neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen. So, make sure that you continue to hang out with us. In case you missed it, always good to have Saweetie in the neighborhood. And Cardi B reacts to Trump's impeachment. Yeah. I love this. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to shut up and rap. Go ahead.
And she basically predicted it big.
Right.
She predicted this.
That's an easy prediction, though.
See what now?
That's like an easy given prediction.
Yeah, and then the way it sounded, it didn't sound like, did she say second impeachment?
She didn't say second.
I think it was just impeachment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but anyway, Cardi B reacts to Trump's impeachment. So we're going to see what's going down with that. And also your bad play of the day.
Man.
Yes, James Harden and his weight, but... You got to think, man, I think that this was a perfect plan for him to put the weight on, look a certain way, get traded, and now he's with Durant and...
with Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn.
Oh, come on, man.
And he pretty much ate his way out of the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess.
That's what I did with my last radio contract. All righty, man.
I guess.
So y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood is about that time for your phone tap. A little top-notch construction. Mr. Luther calls the residents and tell them that he will be there shortly to demolish and reconstruct the man's new roof. All righty.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
sounds
man.
Crazy.
There's a lot of angry voices in this one. Let's go to get it to your phone tap right here. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Hello, may I speak to please?
This is he.
How you doing, Mr. This is Luther Lufe from Top Notch. I was just calling to let you know that we're running about 2 hours behind.
What's this about?
This is about us coming through to make sure that we start your demolition for today from Top Notch Construction.
No. I didn't order no construction.
There was a sink, toilet, bathroom remodel.
I have a brand new house. Why the hell would I want you?
Okay, but I have to come by and start demolition today.
No,
I have to tear out
not.
The... Okay, I'm supposed to pick up your deposit.
You're not getting from me. Listen to me.
Why are you cursing, sir? I'm not cursing you. I'm coming by to make
Because I am sick and tired. Listen to me. You step your fat ass foot on my property, and I'll have you for trespassing, because I did not sign nothing.
Sir, now, there is no reason for you to talk about my foot, sir.
I'm telling you about your foot.
That is...
I'm giving you a fair warning, okay?
Okay, so if I finish up here, let me just come by in an hour, and I'll start your demolition, so that way we can be...
You're not starting shit.
Hello.
Hello, man. Speak to...
He's not available.
Alrighty. It's Luther. I was just calling to make sure we have the right address, which
you don't
is four.
The address is this regards any kind of construction. There's no construction here.
Where there's no construction there because the construction workers were not there yet, sir.
Guess what, dumb. Yeah. Nobody ordered any construction.
Why are you calling me a dumb, sir? You're the one who ordered all this remodeling and a sink, toilet, additional room, and you calling me a dumb.
I'll tell you what.
Yes.
Dumb, If you can't get it through your mind, yes, you're the dumbass.
Okay, well, we'll be there, sir, in about an hour and a half. And we'll start the demolition just...
Spend an hour and a half in demolition anything?
Yes.
And your workers are going to have some problems.
I will be there in an hour, sir.
You make it 15 minutes to
sir,
be here.
I can't make it there in 15 minutes. Why would I lie to a customer, sir?
Because we're not a customer, you dumbass.
Phone taps on the tens every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Boy. Neighborhood. What up, Luigi?
All right. What am I supposed to do with this?
What Big? Am I supposed to do
yes.
with this?
You have you opened the gates, so everyone's sending me DMs. Somebody sent me this video, and normally
and continue to send him videos. You know, like crazy videos. Like, yeah. What is he supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
Like,
how do people do that?
Yeah, man. Because you know, I tell them to, and it's at Luigi.
Yeah.
But send him those random videos, man. What is he supposed to do with this?
Pretty much. But this one, I actually happened to press play on Big, and somebody sent me this and said, "This is the best rapper of 2021.
Yeah, cat jumped when I hit the function. She cussed out them because they busted dumb shit. The rum punch hit me quick. She sneak slipped to kiss that chick thick like a country drumstick. I make bread, I don't make assumptions. I say when they knock, if you buck, buckle up because they'll crunch it like Humpty Dump. I brought more flavor than Bubba Gump shrimp. Such gumption, he must be something or someone. Can we send him funds and love songs and bump these humps like Fergie wants some? She wants big bucks, never munch the chunk crumbs. But whoa, how we spit like that? They want a Kit Kat with him. I don't split my cash unless you make more stacks for the kid right back. So trickle down economic in my back. Atlanta, Georgia, the girls are gorgeous. I rep my city like the tourism board does. 404 with the four course portions. More signed checks than a sports endorsement.
Go ahead now.
That is Matt Citron, some white dude with some Justin Bieber hair on TikTok, dog.
Really?
I was like, surprise. And I actually think it's pretty damn good.
It's cool. You know what
Best
I'm saying?
Best rapper of 2021 already? We're barely in January, bro.
Yeah, who sent it to you? He did?
Yeah. It wasn't him. It was somebody else.
So, yeah, one of his buddies.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Probably.
I send this to Lou. No, you know, and he got it. But you know what it is? Sometimes, yeah. too, people would say, like, I didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I see it. It's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've heard better.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think people also look at it like the weatherman, that Caucasian weatherman that dance. Oh, my God, it's funny. He's a yeah. dancer. When somebody else do something. You know what I'm saying? So
I got you.
I think that if it was just like me or you, a brother or, you know, person of color, mm-hmm. rap, it I don't think it would have went as big.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you the first thing you said was white dude with Justin Bieber hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you yeah. weren't expecting that. He did it.
Yeah.
But you know. And for those out there, man, when we say, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
Don't send stuff that's good like this. Like, that's good.
What am I supposed to do with that?
That doesn't fit. What am I supposed to do with this? Like, as I'm listening to this, I'm like, dude's flipping.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, he's going. Does it get worse? That's why I played it all the way to the end.
You did tell him to send you whatever, bro. So.
No, but what am I supposed to do with this? Don't pick nothing like this again. That was actually good. I'm talking about like hyenas and goat sounds, or you know what I'm saying, like those kind of things.
Hell
like
yeah.
Don't say that's good right there. You know what I'm saying, man? You did your thing. All righty, y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Ani is up in here. Ani, what up, baby?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing.
Big, I got some news for TikTok.
All righty, go ahead. Ah, I love that TikTok audio you're doing over there, Louie.
So if you're on TikTok, if you're between the ages of 13 and 15, you're going to start noticing a lot of difference when it comes to privacy settings.
Mm.
So TikTok wants to make their platform much safer for their younger audience, and most of their audience is younger people.
Yeah.
It's like under the age
My
of
18. My
daughter's
on TikTok. Mm-hmm.
And Big, how old is Chula? 13?
Chula's 12.
12. She's going to turn 13 this year.
Yep.
So this is going to apply to her too. But anybody making a TikTok, once you make a TikTok and you say you're between the ages of 13 and 15, by default, automatically your settings are set to private. So you have to go into your settings and change that. If you're between the ages of 13 and 15, nobody aside from your friends can comment on your actual post.
Damn.
And apparently there's
even when you do the settings?
Even when you do apparently for that age group, there's no specific setting to put
everyone.
Do
you have to be 13 to be on TikTok?
That's the youngest you can be, but you never have to show your
passport.
So
it's anywhere from there on. So like, even though Chula's 12, she's still going to get those.
Yes, if she
those
has
those settings, right?
Yeah. So if she has those settings, it's going to be automatically changed into that, and then nobody's going to be able to comment. So they can kind of start bullying. Yeah,
that's good.
Which is a cool thing. And then another thing I thought was really cool is between those ages, what they're going to do is, so right now if you're on TikTok, you're scrolling through videos and stuff. If you like a video, you can save it or send it to your friend. But when you save it, you could download it onto your phone. Mm-hmm. So if you're between the ages of 13 and 15, now you cannot do that to the videos of people those ages.
And it's not like you can go in and immediately change your birthday profile, huh?
Yeah, no, true. You can't do that.
All of a sudden, now I'm 18.
Mm-hmm. And apparently there's... Oh, imagine. Yeah. But when I had a MySpace, that's what I was. I was like probably 12 or 13. I don't remember. I was under the age, but I put 18, and I was like, every day it'd be like, your 20-something birthday is here.
Yeah,
every
year. Like, oh my God, this is great. I'm in ninth.
Yeah.
All right, but that's good.
It's so... Yeah, because, you know, social media is really crazy.
Oh my gosh, man. People are brutal.
Even with these settings right now, the things that they're going to see is still crazy, because some lady was like, I changed my privacy settings, but I still see crazy stuff.
Right.
It's a measure.
I guess a lot of the comments like, why y'all keep doing the same dances? But y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood, Luigi up in here. Don't tell mom.
Don't tell mom about this story, Big. I saw this on Reddit. There was this girl who put up this story about her trying to buy this waffle maker, right? Mm. But she didn't want to spend a lot of money on a new one because these electric waffle makers could be expensive. So she hit eBay and tried to search for a used one. So she did type in electric waffle maker. And what she found... like, really shocked the hell out of her, and it shocked me. This is kind of random, right? So after looking at a few of them, she came across one that said, you know, this is a great waffle maker. It's used in good condition, and it makes 4 waffles at a time. Big, these waffles are not square like we normally see, or round squares.
Yes.
These are 4 penis-shaped waffles.
Whoa. Oh, I was going to get on your on when you said round squares. I don't know what the hell round squares is. Hey, dude, I'm looking at this picture.
Look at these pictures of these waffles that this machine makes.
Those waffles, they don't look like they are in the image of a tallywhacker.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, the way that the thing is, it's a circumcised tallywhacker.
Yes. Man. And it even has little lights. Yeah, weird. It's so,
and what do you think that is? 2-3 servings? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think that is?
That's a healthy serving.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Oh, you have to cut that thing in half.
It just had some syrup.
You know what I'm saying? I think we just had one for the two of us. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you got to cut it down for your girl, because you don't want her touching it. You know, you get all mad at breakfast. Like, man, how many of them damn waffles did you eat? You got a waffle in your purse?
Yeah, did you stuff one in your purse?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, man, but yeah, she was so shocked about this. Like, what the hell? All I wanted was an electric
waffle
maker.
Like, you failed to mention that it looked like penises. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
She did not expect to see that. But
I didn't expect to see that.
It is still available if anybody wants to buy one.
It's
still available on
eBay.
That's
when you have, like, your girl's party. Or when you have, like, a weekend where you're like, oh, it's a bachelorette weekend.
Oh,
yeah, we're having breakfast, and the breakfast is that.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
If you guys want to see this, I guess I'll put it up on my Instagram.
No, you will. You will. if it's not there already. You know what I'm saying?
So you guys can check it out.
That's why last night when we were on the conference call, he was like, dude, I got this urge for waffles. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Ani is up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing.
Big, the CDC has released some new guidelines.
Mm-hmm. I knew this was coming.
And this is for people who are planning to travel internationally. Although you should stay home because it's safe to do that. Mm-hmm. But if you are going to travel, the CDC is saying that starting January 26th, if you plan on flying in or out of the U.S. or coming into the U.S., if you plan on entering the U.S., you have to make sure that you test negative for the COVID test. And you have to make sure you take it 3 days before you fly and you get in here.
You know, a lot of other places do that.
Really?
Like, yeah. A friend of mine just went to Hawaii. Hawaii does that. Like, I know we were thinking about going to Turks a few weeks ago or so.
They do it
in Turks. And yeah, there's a lot of places that's doing that. And it's like they're approved places that you got to go to. It's not like you, like even one of my partners, he was going to the Bahamas. He got to the airport. He did his testing. They was like, no, this isn't our approved test.
Wow. Wait, so did he have, was he allowed to
tattoos at home now. He had home. He turned around and went back home.
Does he get a refund for the ticket or anything?
I don't know. I didn't go all down there. Okay, what did he have for breakfast that morning? And did he Uber or drive himself? I didn't, you know, I just saw the text. And you know what I'm saying? I didn't, you know, what were you wearing? Is that an outfit that you put back up? And, you know, because you didn't get the hours out of it. I didn't ask a lot.
But that does suck, though, when you think about it. Like, if you paid for a ticket and you don't know that you're supposed to go take it at a specific
spot. But you know what you do, too? It's called research.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? It's called research. It's looking at what's going down. down, and you know what I'm saying? Like
everything.
Yeah. So yeah,
just
you got
the same
look
way
at
you research your hotel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Your flight. Like you get. To
but
everything.
They did say, you know, hey, you have to take a COVID test.
Yes.
But you gotta look in to see, you know, what's approved. Like Hawaii, they got specifics that you gotta go to. Mm-hmm. I guess the Bahamas did, so on and so forth.
Yeah, and they're saying when you go to Mexico, like certain resorts now, because a lot of people are traveling to Mexico. That's like mm-hmm. the top destination right now, and they're saying at the specific resorts, they're gonna start offering these COVID tests.
If I was Mexico, I'd build a wall. Yeah. I'd be like, none of y'all can come in here. Oh, now everybody won. Oh, now we're good. Oh, now I'd be like, man, nope.
Got the beautiful beaches.
Yeah, it'd be so many people with U.S. passports. I'd be like, nah, you can't come in here. Nah.
Just go back.
Yeah, y'all been tripping.
Can't you know, margaritas go, you guys. Over here.
Yeah, not at all.
Can we go to Mexico once this is all over, like all of us together to
man,
celebrate?
Man, we've been saying that for years.
We yes, have.
So. We've been saying that for
yes,
years. So, yes, we can. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't like that. That didn't seem confident, you guys.
No. Once all is clear, we'll get right back into planning.
They're saying by fall, so maybe we could plan around
Nah. I'm going with my family first. Man. All right. Well, y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Yes. Big Boys Neighborhood. Ooh. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
Let's talk about the NFL playoffs.
Let's do that then.
Ladies and gentlemen, give you your updates on your playoffs. It is Louis G.
All right, here we go. After a crazy wild card weekend last weekend, man, this weekend it is the divisional round.
Hello.
It's going to be dope, dog. I love this because we get football on Saturday and we get football on Sunday, dog. So we got two games on Saturday, which is the Rams against the Packers, the Ravens against the Bills. And then Sunday we got the Chiefs versus the Browns. But the game I'm looking forward to big is Tom Brady at age 43 and the Bucks. And Drew Brees at age 42 and the Saints.
Oh, I heard that.
The oldest quarterbacks to ever hit the field
but
together.
But you know what?
I think.
Veteran and relevant at the same damn time.
Yeah, man.
And they are there. You say 42 and 46?
42 and 43. So 42 combined
and
age
43.
Of 85.
42
on the field.
And 43.
All
yeah,
that
man.
Experience on
man,
the
you
field.
Put one of their ages in the microwave, your food is heated up. Your
real,
food
dog.
Is heated up, man. You're good to go.
And, of course, because of the age, there was a lot of memes that went out. One of them specifically, they did this meme of them aging, and they put a History Channel thing that says history awaits.
Oh, man.
And
I'm looking at
old.
This. They got beards. And oh, people, the internet, boy. The internet, it
yeah,
always
man.
Wins.
Always.
Yeah, man.
Tom Brady did have fun with it. They retweeted it, and then Drew Brees also said something about it. But this is Drew Brees. He's talking about the matchup coming up.
When Tom Brady signed with the Bucs and I knew that he was coming to our division, I envisioned this game because I knew our aspirations as a team to be in the playoffs and beyond. And I certainly knew what he was bringing to the Bucs and that talented roster. And so I think this is probably where we all envisioned being.
Hey, I love that, though. You know, what I love about it, man, is that he got that out to everyone right before his nap time because they were coming to get him. Nap time. But that's what I heard. You know what I'm saying? I don't follow too much, but they was like, yeah, he said after he had his pudding and warm milk, he did that, and boom, he was out.
Oh, man.
That is nice, man.
We'll see how many points they put up, both of them, but it's going to be a dope-ass NFL weekend, man,
yeah,
because
it is.
This is getting a setup for pretty much the Super Bowl, man.
All righty. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Phone tap on the 10's time right here, man. This is Stuck Horn. This is where Luther calls
one,
a mechanic because he can't get his horn to shut off. Yes, man. Then, you know, on this one, I did admit that I'm playing a joke on the person. All righty. Let's go to get it to your phone tap on the 10's right here. Big Boys Ooh. Neighborhood.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
Is this the service department?
Yes.
Man, I don't know if I'm having a problem with my alarm or if it's just with my horn being stuck, but I was driving down the highway and someone cut me off and I've got so frustrated that I banged my steering wheel.
Yep.
And now my horn or whatever my alarm won't go off.
The fuses are supposed to be under the hood. There's a big black box. Take your lid off.
Open up the cap right here, you say?
The electrical center.
All right, let me just see if it's under here. Hold on. Ow! Ah! There's a whole lot of steam came out of there.
There ain't nothing there for steam to come out where we're at, sir.
Oh, my eyes. I'm looking for a blue fuse. Okay, it's right here under the black box. Hold on.
Hello.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, if it's the fuse for the horn, you should just have to pull it out. That's it.
Okay, well, it's out. Hold on. All right. Okay, well, it stopped right now.
Okay. sounds like it wants to go again.
Yeah. Could it be from my alarm?
Maybe, but I never heard an alarm sound like that.
I'm going to turn the engine off, sir.
I don't know. If you found the right fuse, I don't know why it would come and go like that. The horn's probably burning up.
Hey, what do I do about that?
You're going to have to...
Attention shoppers, we have a idiot on the phone who really thought that I had a problem with my horn. Sir, we would like to say that you are a idiot and thank you for your time.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, give it up for Ani. Ani is up in here. All righty, click of the day, Ani.
Big, I didn't know this about Anne Hathaway, but she doesn't like her name. She doesn't want to be called Anne Hathaway. And she was recently on with Jimmy Fallon, and she explained why.
The only person who ever calls me Anne is my mother, and she only does it when she's really mad at me, like really mad.
Yeah, I know.
And so every time like I step out in public and someone calls my name, I think they're going to yell at me. People are like, Anne. I'm like, what? What did I do?
Dude, I'm Annie.
So the truth is nobody's comfortable calling me Anne ever. It doesn't fit. It's not, I'm an Annie.
Yeah,
and so people call me like Miss
Annie.
H. People call me Hath. So feel free, call me anything but Anne.
And her name is Anne, right?
Her real name is
Anne. Dude, that's crazy. When I saw this, I was like, man, she doesn't like her name. And then I was like, is it the Hathaway part? But it's Anne.
I thought too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I mean, she wants to be called Annie now, but she's saying she hates Anne because she would only get called that when her mom would get mad. And she explained in the beginning, she's like, well, the reason I put my name as Anne, my professional name, is because when I did a commercial, the SAG people were like, hey, what do you want to write down? She's like, I guess my name.
Right, but Anne is not a crazy, like, bad, like, you.
Not
I don't think you'd be in school getting clowned for Anne.
No, it's close to my mom's name.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who do you know? Or do you know somebody's name?
Yeah.
That you're like, man, I think this name is worse than Anne.
I met some girl named Raiderina one time.
Oh, Lord.
Her dad named her Raiderina.
Say less.
Because her dad is a hardcore Raiders fan.
So Raiderina.
Yes, bro.
I think is a little bit worse than Anne Hathaway.
She even was just like embarrassed to say her name. And I was like, oh,
all right, for those out there, either you or someone else. All righty. Who do you know that has a worse name than Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
Shout out to Raiderina as well. All righty. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty now. Anne Hathaway. Mm-hmm. Anne Hathaway hates her name. Anne. She hates the name Anne. So we were just saying, you know what, man? I think there's some different names out there. There's some so-called worse names, you know, that people could hit, you know? So is it you or who do you know that has a worse name than Anne Hathaway? All righty, let's go ahead and bring Nia into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Nia. Nia, hello.
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 Nia in the neighborhood.
Hello. Nia in the neighborhood. All righty, now, Nia, worse name than Anne, as in Anne Hathaway.
Okay, big boy. So here's the story. My dad and my mom, they had all girls. I was the fourth one. So my dad, he was like, I'm done after this. I want no more kids. So he named me after him. And my real name is Edgar. So growing up, I always went by Edie. I didn't really like Edie. So I got older. I started working in a bar. And I came up with Nia. So now I go by Nia.
So where does Nia come from?
Nia, just I started working in a bar and I liked it. So, I started
so your ID
Nia.
Doesn't
Nia
say Nia.
Time.
That's like me being Big Boy and Dr. Dre. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Wow. Yes. So your real name is Edgar?
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
No, come on, Nia. On your ID, it says Edgar.
It says Edgar. You know, I actually got arrested one time and I didn't have any identification on me. And this was at Anaheim PD. You know,
oh my God.
There's some crooked ones out there.
You said it.
They didn't believe me. My name was Edgar. Every officer came in, asked me what my name was, called me a liar. And when they booked me, she was like, so you're really going to keep this? And I was like, yeah,
Jenna, you're going to hold on to this lie? Hey, man, why do I like her? She said she works at a bar. She's been arrested. You know what I'm saying?
I like Edgar.
Yeah, with that name, Edgar.
I'm the finest Edgar you'll ever see.
Hello. Oh. I ain't mad at you. You know what? I don't argue that because I don't think I've met a fine Edgar.
You know? You've got some nice too.
All right, let's keep it clean. Hold on, Edgar. Hold on, Edgar. All righty now. You're going to get us all locked up.
Yeah.
Hey, Edgar, so did they tease you in school with the name Edgar?
No, in school, I always went by Edie.
Okay, so
no one ever really teased me. But yeah, even in the bar, Edie's not too good of a name, so I came up with Nia.
And so
Nia's a good time.
Oh yeah, Nia, I love okay. Nia. And do you? I'm gonna put you on hold with Louie, and you can block out all the other information. But can you just send me a picture of your ID, like with your name? You can block out everything else. I just want to see Edgar.
But my face is ugly on my ID. That was a bad picture. Can I just send you the ID?
Yeah, you can block that out. I just want to see the name. It doesn't have to be a great picture or anything like that. Hold on for a second. Lord have mercy, man. Shout out to Edgar right there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good excuse.
The finest Edgar we'll ever talk to. Best believe that.
That's a good excuse to be like, hey, I'm going to go hang out with Edgar.
Yeah, that's
weekend.
What I'm going to say. You know, my best friend Edgar. Like, oh, he was out with Edgar. You know what I'm saying? Edgar's having a problem. He's sleeping over at Edgar's house. You know what I'm saying? Like, all righty. Yeah. Y'all hit us up, man. And we're not looking for a worse name than Edgar as a female.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But who you know that has a worse name than Ann? Either you have it or you know someone. Hit us up. Hold on for a second, Edgar. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Who do you know or is it you that has a worse name than Ann Hathaway? She says she hates her name. We just got off the phone with a lady that called us up named Nia. And that's a name that Nia just gave to herself because Nia's real name is Edgar. Yes, Nia's real name is Edgar. The dad had many girls, and then he was like, forget it. Your name is Edgar. So, all righty now. We're going to Melissa right now? Mm-hmm. All righty, let's bring Melissa into the neighborhood. Melissa, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Melissa. Who do you know, or is it you, that has a worse name than what Anne Hathaway thinks?
Well, I mean, he's going to kill me if he hears this, or his family, but... my baby daddy, which I still, like, you know, I have feelings for, his mom named him Bernackle.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. His B-E-R-N-A-C-L-E, Bernackle.
Yes.
And what does Bernackle, does he call himself Bernackle, or does he have another name?
Oh, no. No, he has two other names. So he goes by Mark.
Uh-huh.
And I knew him as Mark or Cupid forever.
Right. Yeah.
And then one day, I don't know what we were doing, and they needed his license. And I just caught it. I was like, let me see that. And,
you say this is your ex?
Baby's daddy?
Yeah, my baby daddy, yeah.
Now, Melissa, you know I know you. You know I know Cupid.
No.
You know, as soon as you said Bernackle, I was like, I know Bernackle. No, I've known Cupid. I've known Mark.
Hey, man.
I've known him for many years, but yeah, Bernackle. Yes. And you know, Melissa, his mom would be like, Bernackle? And I'm like, man. Like,
it's funny, it's random. And
I know Cupid. Yeah. We call him Cupid, right? Yeah. And I named him Cupid. I named him Cupid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but he's like, you know, big guy and, you know, 6'2", 6'3", big brawny guy.
Yeah.
And we would walk up to people and he'd look at you and you look like, man, look at this big black dude.
Yeah, right.
And then he'd be like, hey, man, what's up, man? But yes, Melissa, Bernackle. Melissa, how you doing?
Oh, we're okay. We're good. Yeah.
And you say
you still have not too long ago.
You say you still have feelings for him, huh? I heard that. Hold on for a second, because we got a lot of Bernackle conversation we got to have.
Yeah.
Yes. Black dude named Bernackle.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know his brother's name, Melissa?
Oh, I know. Yes, I do.
Now, Lee, his real name is Akadama.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Akadama?
Akadama. Yes, man. Wow. All righty now. Yeah. Bernackle, hit us up. Yeah. Call us up, man. Who do you know that has a worse name than Anne Hathaway? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty now. Anne Hathaway says she hates her name. And we're just asking, what do you think is a worse name than Anne? Like, Anne, I would think, like, damn, I wouldn't hate the name Anne.
No.
You know, we just had Nia. Who goes by the name Nia. Her real name is Edgar.
Edgar.
So shout out to Nia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Real name Edgar.
Mm-hmm.
We just had Melissa call in and say her baby's father is named Bernackle, which I know Bernackle. You know what I'm saying? And his brother Akadama, who's Lee.
Wow.
All righty. So is there a name that's worse? Let's go ahead and bring, is it Abriel?
Abriel.
Abriel. Into the neighborhood. Abriel, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Abriel. All righty now. Worse name than Anne Hathaway. What name is it?
Probably. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just asking, what name is it?
Adrian in Spanish, and Adriel in English.
So it is yours that you're calling on, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I was hoping it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? All righty. Now, okay, so give it to me in Spanish.
Adriel.
And in English?
Adriel.
All righty now.
Huh.
Have people always gotten that mixed up, or is it what do you hate about it?
Honestly, just, when I was, going to school, you would have, substitutes, even regular teachers would be mispronouncing my name, saying Adriel, just not being able to pronounce it, But when it comes to, family, they're able to say it because, my family speaks Spanish, so they're like, Adriel,
Adriel.
So it was easier for them.
I heard that. And how do you spell it? Is it A-B-R-I-E-L?
Yeah, A-D-R-I-E-L.
A-D. Adriel. Oh, gotcha. Huh. Gotcha. Yeah. All righty, man. That's a powerful name, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's a powerful name. Don't run away from it. Yeah, I mean, hell, we had a Nia that called her. Your real name is Edgar. You know what I'm saying? Adriel, your name could have been Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know what I'm saying? You never know. Got to trust your parents sometimes. All right, let's bring Winfred into the neighborhood. Winfred, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. And now your name is Winfred?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All righty now, Winfred, what name are you calling about?
So, man, check it out. When I went to high school, I had a girl in my class. Her name was Cash Monet. No cap.
Oh, my God, bro. Please tell me you're playing. Winfred, I don't even want to ask, man. I don't even want to ask, but I got to. Winfred, was she black?
You already know, man.
Damn,
you already know.
Winfred,
check it out, man. Come on. If your name is Cash Monet, I should not catch you in the free lunch line. You feel me? Come on,
man. Well, you know what? She got a build to it. Cash Monet got a build to it.
That's true.
But as a parent, man, it's just some names. You know what I'm saying? Cash Monet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Me, my daughter, Alizé. You know what I'm saying? And Cash Monet, that already sounds like a pole name.
Yes,
Cash Monet. I thought, I'm going to tell you straight up, Winfred, I thought when I looked, I thought you was calling about your name. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? But Winfred, he said he was calling him. Yeah, Winfred. Hey, Winfred, do you spell your name W-I-N-F-R-E-D?
Yeah, man, but that's not how the way people say it, man. I could give you some stories on my name, too, the different variations. I could go on for days.
Please
do. I could
do
a Webster's Dictionary. Let's get it. All right. Winfrey, Winthrop, Winston, Winifred, Winifresh, Winfrey.
Give it up for Oprah Winfred, ladies and gentlemen. Oprah Winfred.
Go ahead now,
and you continue to win, Fred. All righty, there it is right there, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Check this out. Who that?
Hey, did you find the Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? We have the most fun on your radio. What up, Ani?
I saw this post on Instagram that reminded me of you, and it's of Nicole Richie. She posted a screenshot of a conversation she had with her kids in a group chat, and it says, Mommy, ... and her kids sent her a screenshot of a post. It has the P word and the D word, and in the caption she wrote, Help, I'm the mom of preteens, and my past have come back to haunt me. And this reminded me of you, Big.
You know, I've been in radio before my kids were born, and we used to do some of the most craziest stuff. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the stuff that we did was before people start really recording the shows. I noticed when my kids, when they saw Deuce Bigalow and they saw Daddy at 500 pounds playing the part of a lady, they did just kind of look at me and they smiled, but it was a look of confusion too.
You don't like my hair, do you?
I think there's been a mistake.
Did you say steak?
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
All right, let's talk about the bad play of the day. Today, Big, the bad play of the day goes to this NBA TV broadcaster, man. He threw a little jab at James Harden while he was prepping warm-ups before a big game, you know what I mean? And he slided this right before he mentioned how, he was ready.
I want to talk about some aesthetics. James Harden definitely had a pregame meal, averaging 17 points per game over the last four.
That came from nowhere. And it was very unnecessary.
Talk about some aesthetics. James Harden definitely had a pregame meal, averaging 17 points per game over the last four.
And you get the other dude hey, man, chill out. Did you get the other dude hey, man, chill out?
For those who don't know, James Harden, offseason, he gained a lot of weight, and he looks a lot different on the court, if you can see. And this, this warm-up suit didn't,
Damn.
I guess didn't flatter his
physique. I wonder.
It's a little tight.
Where did he get that warm-up suit from?
It was very tight.
Whose is it? You know what I'm saying? Did he grab one of the, cheerleaders' gear from, was it in the same bin? Because they're not there on site.
It is a very tight.
Is that a wetsuit? I'm looking at it, man. It is very tight.
Yes, it is very tight, man.
Hey, man, but when you watch the video, you can actually see his heart palpitate. You can see his heart beating. So it's crazy when you look at the picture versus the video.
He could see a little stomach on the bottom.
Yeah, man.
You know
my
how
man.
He lives.
Talk about some aesthetics. James Harden definitely had a pregame meal, averaging 17 points per game over the last.
He could have just been like, yeah, let's talk about it, man. Fat bastard. James Harden had 17 points. Like,
he slipped that right
hell
in there,
yeah.
bro. Definitely had a pregame meal for
yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
Probably a couple of donuts, a couple of hot dogs, some pizza
after
on his
game,
way in.
Post game.
Yeah.
When they bring him Gatorade, it got milkshake in it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta love it,
yeah,
man.
It just came out
we don't
of
know
nowhere.
More of them Gatorade bars around here. No, just checking.
Can y'all open up these vending machines, please?
Yeah, like man, this pandemic is killing me. Why you want to go somewhere? No, I want to walk up there to the concession. This thing is the worst.
Oh my gosh, man. Yeah, I don't know what this broadcaster, if he's ever actually going to meet James Harden at one point,
right.
or what if he's ever going to apologize to him.
Did you say James Harden going to eat the guy? What did you say?
I didn't say James Harden.
Oh,
he's meet him.
M-E-E-T.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I know that James Harden, they were talking about that meet and greet, and he got mad when there was no meat there. All righty, your bad play of the day, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, give it up for Ani! Ani is up in here. Don't try this at home, Ani.
Big, don't forget your password.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Has that ever happened to you?
I think it's happened to everyone
yes,
in here.
Yes,
Yeah, man.
So many passwords for so many devices and things.
Well, hopefully you guys didn't lose a password like this guy did because he had his Bitcoins in there, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
7,002 Bitcoins in this.
Comes to?
240 million right now.
Wait, it's 40 million?
One report said 220 million, then one report said 240 million. So I guess as the prices are changing.
Mm-hmm. So over $200 million?
Over $200 million. And he bought this at a time where they were worth, well, he didn't buy it. He got it from a friend in 2011, and it was worth about $2 at the time. Right now, Big. So he has this digital wallet, and with this digital wallet, he has his Bitcoins in there.
Oh, no, the digital wallets.
Yes.
It could be a dollar sign. Is it one of those that just make it up?
I don't know if it made it up, but it probably did. But somehow he said, you know what? Once the password was ready, I wrote it down on a piece of paper so I could make sure I never forget this. And then what does he do? Loses the paper.
Oh,
that
Lord.
Sucks.
Oh, man.
You guys, he lost the paper, so he has over $200 million.
Dude, I just had to do a recovery email for Netflix. I can't imagine trying to get 200-something million dollars back.
Yeah, uh-huh. So this digital wallet that he has, you only get 10 password guesses. After that, it completely gets deleted, or you can't really access it. And the way Bitcoin is, it's not like a bank where you could call the bank and be like, hey, I forgot my password. You're just like, that's your money. You lose it, you lose it. So what happens is now he has two more guesses. If he doesn't get it right, he's just not going to crack it, and he doesn't know what to do. He's kind of just leaving it there because he's like, maybe.
Hey, dude, if you didn't crack it, this is to you, Lou. You know there's $240 million dollars there. If you didn't crack it, would you just want to die?
$200 million.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, man.
Like the one dude that bought the pizza for $1 million worth of Bitcoin, not knowing what it was.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was bad.
Yeah.
But not remember. And two more codes.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, there is no. I can't donate to like the FBI to see if somebody over there can crack.
Like
at that point, yes.
I'd give you a few million.
Hey, dude, that's a movie.
Oh my God.
That is a movie, man, that he can't fund because he doesn't have the money.
That's very true.
But Big, he's not the only one that ever loses things because celebrities do too. And when Kendrick was in the neighborhood, he told us what he lost.
How many unreleased songs do you have in your head or that we haven't heard yet?
Thousands. I done lost hard drives.
Damn.
Yeah, really?
Hard drives from 05, 06. We never got back. Took it all the way to San Francisco.
Oh my God.
To get it fixed. Never got fixed. Songs in vaults.
Do you still have the hard drive?
Mm-hmm. We praying to God that it'll come back to life one
day. Let me tell you, man. I probably have someone for real that can.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
Probably. Yeah, Kendrick, you should have followed through. The guy is still there. All righty, now, what's the worst thing you've forgotten? What's the worst thing you've forgotten? Hit us up. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. We're talking about the guy that, with his Bitcoin account, forgot the password, maybe $220 to $240 million dollars is right there when it comes to that passcode and not being able to crack it. So we're asking, what's the worst thing you've forgotten? Let's bring Julianne into the neighborhood. Julianne, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Julianne. Julianne, what's the worst thing you've forgotten?
One time when I was pregnant, I was trying to book my boss a flight to Seattle. Mm-hmm. And I booked his flight. I was supposed to book his stay. He called me at nighttime saying he just landed but didn't have a hotel stay.
Oh,
because
man.
Because I forgot to book it.
Damn. So he flew, landed, and he was like, oh, I didn't get the email or anything. You know, where are my accommodations? Where am I headed to? You're like, oh.
Yes.
So, Julianne, how do you tell your boss that you didn't book it?
Well, at first I tried to play it off. Like, I just forgot to put his confirmation number in his email. And so I told him I'd call him back, but instead I started crying because he was freaking out. Like, where the hell is this? Where's that? I don't have anywhere to sleep tonight. He ends up calling me back twice while I was freaking out and crying and telling me he was just messing with me, that he did notice that I missed or that I didn't book his flight or his stay, and then he went and booked it without me.
Wow.
But he was just trying to give me a hard time.
Oh, to a pregnant woman, that's always good. That's always good. You know what I'm saying? It's already. I'm pretty sure you're already highly stressed, and he let you cry, Julianne. I heard, yeah, but that's got to be the worst, man. Landing and, like, the worst. I'm pretty sure there's worse things that can happen. That's bad. Landing
Going into labor early.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Yeah, it scared the hell out of me. All righty, that's Julianne right there. Julianne, I know your boss. Do we know her boss?
You do.
Oh, man.
Yes, we
all
do.
Righty. Nope. I just figured out who Julianne is.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. What's the worst thing you've forgotten? Bring Jackie into the neighborhood. Jackie, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Jackie. Jackie, what's the worst thing you've forgotten?
My daughter.
Okay. Jackie, you forgot your daughter? Explain.
Let me justify it for you real quick.
Yes, please do.
So, years ago, like, at the time I had 3 kids, and the last 2 were, like, back-to-back, so they were really young. And we went to a grocery store, and my oldest was doing I don't know what, shopping around. And so I ended up, like, thinking, oh, I got to go get gas. So the grocery store is connected to a gas station. So I got both of my boys in the car, and I went to go get gas. And I look in my rearview mirror, and I see my daughter running behind me.
Oh, you left her at the – how old was your daughter at the time, Jackie?
She was, like 9 or 10.
Like, all right, everybody. Then when you was like, well, we got to stop.
But
she see us.
She started running after me. I didn't know I was going to the gas station.
Yeah, you can't even abandon your kids. You know what I'm saying? She was like, oh, no. Remind me of the time when I played catch with my dad and he threw the ball over my head. And when I went to go get it, I saw him turn in the corner. He was gone. That is crazy. Yeah. The kid check. You always got.
Yeah.
I remember my Jackie.
Till this day, she's 16 now. She thinks I love her less than everybody else.
Well, I would mean, I would think so, too. You try to leave her at the store.
That's traumatizing.
Yeah, that's very. How would you have felt if your mom would have left you at the store, Jackie? I mean, come on now.
I wish she would have left me at my dad.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I don't know. Different show. All righty. She said, I wish she would have left me where?
On her bed.
On her bed. Okay, I don't want to find out what that means. Yeah. But hey, what's the worst thing you've forgotten? All righty. I can't figure out what that meant.
Yeah. I thought she said, I wish she would have left me at my dad's.
Oh, okay. Did you say you wish she would have left you at your dad's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, you know what? We got to get another topic going probably next week.
Yes.
You know, are there any other places that you wish you were left at other than where you were left? All righty. Put that in queue.
I got it, bro.
Yeah, write that up for me, Lou. All righty. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. We got some In Case You Missed It with Ani up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing.
We got Sweetie in Case You Missed It today because she recently visited the show The Real with the ladies.
Mm-hmm, and, The Real.
And they were asking her, like, hey, Sweetie, last time you came in here, you didn't want to tell us about your relationship with Quavo. And why is that? So she explained.
As a woman, especially a woman in hip hop, they're always trying to credit a man for a woman's success, which is why I kind of tipped around, you know, the relationship.
So she kind of, like, she didn't want people to be like, oh, that's Sweetie with Quavo, and that's why she got famous.
A lead in, and
Yeah, kind of like, I feel like sometimes.
I wonder how long were they messing around with each other then, because.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? But.
But Big, you did ask her when she was in the neighborhood. You asked her, like, how did Quavo get into your DMs?
Or how did you and Quavo meet?
We were just seeing each other around LA a lot.
Are you comfortable with talking about your relationship?
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
So how did y'all meet? How did he get through, and how did you and him get through each other's clutter?
Well, at first he DM'd me.
Mm-hmm. But how many DMs do you get, and why was that one special?
You know what? It was weird because his DM went straight to my DM. Like, it went straight in. Mm-hmm. It didn't go to the request. Mm-hmm. So I was like,
he got somebody over at Instagram.
Well, yeah, yeah. You were following them.
No.
No? Mm-hmm. That's weird because I feel like that's the only way it goes through.
Yeah, I was
that.
Like, how did, it's cute. How did I have him? And then we just kept running into each other.
So how do you go from DMs to actually getting on the phone, or y'all see each other and you're like, hey, what's happening? Yeah.
No, I think just seeing each other a lot. And then we just, you know, kicked it.
So if he spit a verse or you do something, it's like, hey, you know, charge that to the game. This is us.
I mean, we do what we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I don't know what that means, but
how hard is it?
It means something totally different in my house.
Like, how hard is it to maintain a relationship when your career is exploding? He's so busy already. Mm-hmm. How do you do it?
Well, I think it just helps when we're both in it, so we understand what each other's doing. So mm-hmm. it's just a very supportive, you know, thing.
How do you keep it to where you don't trip off of any of the clutter, like everything that's on Instagram, or you know what I'm saying?
Social
or
media.
Is it harder to be in a relationship like that?
I don't think so, because we're very private.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, so weedy, and we've seen their relationship grow even more so since we had a chance to sit down with her in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and she did like a whole GQ magazine with him, and they went back and forth. It's mm-hmm. just super cute, big.
Go ahead now, so weedy in the neighborhood. For in case you missed it, you can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the most dangerous idiot award we have ever presented.
Oh my
Alrighty,
gosh,
we've presented
bro.
Many idiot awards over the years.
Yes.
But this one right here, man, when I say phone taps, most dangerous phone tap is when I phone tap Mike Tyson. That's what I title that.
That was dangerous.
This one right here, up to date, is the most dangerous idiot award given.
Yes, man. And by idiot, I mean in the nicest way.
Oh, wow. You hear this? You already the presentation.
In the nicest way. But
say what you said on the phone.
But the idiot award goes to my girlfriend, Myra.
His girlfriend, Myra, man. Bringing it into the household, the relationship.
Let me tell you why, man. You know, the lottery has been crazy, over $500 million. Mm-hmm. And she gets so excited when it's that big. She's like, I'm going to go buy my lotto tickets. And she always gets them ahead of time and buys them in different areas and playing. And I was like, dude, we're going to be rich. And we always just talk about what we would do if we win. So she was so pumped up, so excited. The night of the drawing, she's like, let me go get my lotto tickets. She couldn't find it anywhere. Why? Because she left it in her pants. And it was in the washing machine.
Oh,
she washed her lotto ticket completely, bro.
Yes, washed it was,
she
them.
Tried,
$1 billion away. Huh?
She tried to save whatever she could, but it was shredded into pieces, and there was no way in hell that you could
man,
possibly...
Oh, man, I'm looking at the picture right now, bro.
That you could put this ticket
Even if
back
she
together.
Put that jigsaw puzzle together...
Not at all.
They still wouldn't accept it.
Not at all,
oh,
man.
Oh, man.
And she was just like... I'm sitting there like, how could you do that? But then again, I'm the idiot who left my lotto tickets in my car also.
Right.
And then it got broken
Stolen.
Into the next
day. He took your lotto tickets too?
No, he didn't. He actually left them. Thank
okay.
God.
There it is. They didn't win anyway, but hers probably the winning ticket.
What if it was the winning ticket and it got shredded like that?
Well,
I'm like, dude, I would have been like, you're an
what
idiot.
If it was the winning ticket? It got shredded. You put it in the wash. So that way, I guess it was what? Almost $500 million. So with that being said.
You're dumb! You're stupid!
Oh my God, it's in the washer.
You're an idiot!
Myra!
No!
You're dumb! You're stupid!
You washed a $500 million?
You're an idiot!
Man, why did you put up two to play it again?
I didn't put
I can't play it again,
I didn't
man.
Put up two. I said stop.
You won it five times?
She's why a you put nice your... woman. Stop.
Yeah, man. I would never play my queen like this on the air, man.
I'm just saying.
You put up five? You won an idiot song of five times?
I said
wow.
Stop. Just
party over
enough.
Here. Yeah. What is the raise? What are you doing?
Bro.
You keep holding up five
okay,
little
I'm
fingers.
Done,
his little fingers look like 2.5. You do high 2.5. Y'all stick around. Y'all ready? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing.
Big, Cardi B was on Twitter the other day, the same time that Trump was being impeached for the second time. So she tweeted, I've been told y'all, and then she posted this video clip.
Who is your least favorite president of the United States of America?
The one that's going to get impeached.
Oh.
The third one that's going to
making predictions.
And see, everybody felt he was going to get impeached.
Yes.
That wasn't her saying the second time.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah, man.
She should have gotten that clip. But Big, you know, she's always been super vocal about how much she dislikes Trump. Like when she was recently in the neighborhood, she mentioned that she just wants him out, and the passion in her voice is everything.
That man is too unpredictable. Like, he's so unpredictable that I don't know what's going to happen next. The last thing right now that we need is for him to try to start war with other people. He's too disrespectful to other countries and we're just too sick of it. He's too disrespectful to the community. I'm sick of him. I want him out.
Amen.
I want him out.
I hear it. Yeah, I hear it.
So, I'm with
that when she said unpredictable, it's very true, man. There's been so many things that's come from Trump that he's gotten away with or got normalized. Mm-hmm. But you look at certain things, you're like, man, like, I can't believe what happened in D.C.
Right.
Like, I can't believe that, man. And when we say unpredictable, to hold a rally and tell people to go down there.
Yeah.
How are you not involved? How did you not incite whatever was going on? You know, like,
because he denied it, right?
I mean, you know, and now he's trying to, you know, if peace, are like, oh, stop it.
No way, that's so crazy to me. Like, I was just watching some of the news and people were like, well, what's the difference? People were rioting at police capitals and other places, and I'm like, how can you compare trying to overtake people going with zip thingies, trying to take people hostage? Right. Like, how do you
They went in with zip ties, man.
Yeah, the zip ties, like, but to take people hostage.
Zip ties, weapons, bombs. Yeah. Exactly. And the president they pipe told bomb. Them to.
Yeah, man.
How do you compare? Like,
people came to and physically beat someone to death with a fire extinguisher.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You know, so come on, man. And my thing is, there were so many people, Trump included, that was on the Blue Lives Matter thing. Mm. You know, what about the blue lives? What about the black lives? What about the lives that's in there, the people that you put at risk? What about all those lives? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous. If that's being patriotic, then I don't know what the hell, what category that will fall under. If you know, I'm patriotic.
No.
That's stop it.
No, he's not.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
He's a con man.
Yeah, y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Ludol?
James Harden is happy right now, Big. Yes. I think his 2021 resolution has been accomplished, bro. He managed to get the Houston Rockets to trade him.
Yes, he did.
James Harden is gone from Houston, man. He is headed to the Brooklyn Nets, where he's going to be joining Kevin Durant, which he's played with before in Oklahoma, and Kyrie Irving, which is crazy because now you're getting like a controversial player to join a team that already has Kyrie Irving, another controversial player.
Yeah. I don't know where he's at.
Huh?
Is
no,
he
he's
back
not.
On the call? Okay.
He's not back yet. So, man, yeah, they are getting him. I think that's dope. We'll see what happens, but not a lot of his James Harden's teammates were happy about it. This is DeMarcus Cousins, his teammate, just talking about the disrespect before he was disrespecting them like this.
The disrespect started way before, you know, any interview. Just the approach to training camp, showing up the way he did, the antics off the court. I mean, the disrespect started way before. So this isn't something that all of a sudden happened, you know, last night. But with that being said, like I said, this is the nasty part of the business. So it is what it is. He can feel however he wants to feel with the organization or whatever his current situation is. But the other 14 guys in the locker room have done nothing to him. So for us to be on the receiving end of some of the, you know, disrespectful comments and antics is completely unfair to us.
Damn.
When he's talking
he
about
said it the way he showed up. That was the weight gain, too.
Exactly. That was the weight gain.
Like, look how he showed up.
But just the disrespect, you know, about handling the whole situation. This is James Harden actually at a press conference. Listen to this.
I mean, this situation is crazy. You know, it's something that I don't think can be fixed. So, yeah, thanks.
Mm. That's it. The situation
cannot
be fixed.
That can't be fixed, but he said, fix me a sandwich. Didn't you hear that? Well, you didn't get the whole audio. I wish we had the whole audio. Yeah. His mouth did sound full on there.
This had to be a game plan where he was like, I'm the offseason. I'm just going to gain a lot of weight, maybe be not physical.
And
so
he did the press conference at Cracker Barrel, which is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't even know why I said Cracker Barrel. I've never been to one.
Yeah. I've seen those across the country.
Yeah, man.
They look good. I've never been there before. But yeah, man. That's crazy, man. He is not going to be a Rocket anymore.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what, like he said, Brooklyn's stacked now, bro. They're going to be contenders in the East.
Yeah, yeah. If they all come together and play and show up,
exactly.
And now he does have to get himself in basketball shape.
Yeah,
you know what
sure
I'm saying? Like
does.
Even when you watch that what was the Jordan thing? What was that called? The last dance.
Yeah.
He was saying when he played baseball, he had to get his body back into basketball shape. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So James Harden, he got to just get himself into shape,
yeah.
And then basketball shape. And James, I'm saying shape, not shake.
Yeah.
All righty. Now stick around, y'all. Radio's Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Celebrity hookup.
I love you.
I know.
All righty, Ani. Celebrity hookup. Who we got?
The one that breaks my heart. Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey.
Yeah, man. They hurt a lot of people with that one.
They really did. When you're on Twitter, everybody's like, I know I didn't have a chance with Michael, but it still hurts the same.
Right. And you didn't. And, you know, you didn't have a choice. You know what I'm saying? So the
but
pain.
But Big, now they're like rubbing it in our faces about how happy and beautiful they both are.
Right. Well,
like
that's what you get.
Like the other day, it was Lori Harvey's birthday.
Mm-hmm. And happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. She turned 24 years old.
Damn.
And she posted a video on her Instagram story of these beautiful white flowers. And it was like a bunch of them. It wouldn't end. And it was from Michael B. Jordan.
Of course it was.
Yeah, she was like, thanks,
baby. You know, hello.
And then she posted a picture and he commented on it. And he was like, gimme, jewel face. Sheesh. Happy birthday, turtle.
He said
turtle.
jewel face.
He didn't say drew face, but like those were the emojis that he put,
okay.
So I wanted to
ask. Oh, drew face.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said jewel, like they were vaping. I was like, jewel.
I mean, I don't know what
you know what I'm saying? I was like, what the hell? Like, yeah, I was like, jewel, like what the hell?
It did sound like that. But you know what? They gave each other cute nicknames, Big. He calls her turtle, and she calls him Nugget.
Naked?
Nugget.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean.
Either something wrong with you today or something wrong with me. I'm going to blame it on me. Right.
Don't blame it on me.
What'd you call me?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought I heard something.
No. But Big, want to know a fun fact about Michael B. Jordan?
Yes. Oh, fun fact? All right,
yes.
Go ahead.
So most people don't really know what the B stands for in Michael
right.
B. Jordan.
Right.
And when Jamie Foxx and him came into the neighborhood, you did like a little quiz and you're like, Jamie, what is it?
What does the B and Michael B. Jordan stands for?
Branford.
Branford?
Michael Beasley.
Beasley?
Michael. I should know this.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Beyonds.
No.
Wait. Michael Bradford Jordan.
Man, oh, wow. You got it wrong. Yeah, you got it wrong, man. How do you pronounce it? Is it Bakari?
Bakari.
Bakari. Oh, yeah.
I don't drink.
Michael Bakari.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jordan.
And can you believe that Jamie Foxx didn't know?
Co-star, friend of, partner.
Oh, my God. Just, man.
Yeah, there it is.
Big, I went back and watched this interview that you did with Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx, and it was one of the funniest interviews.
Oh, we had fun that day.
Hell
fun
yeah,
and informative.
Did.
Yeah, so good. And Jamie, yeah, man.
And in case you missed that, you can catch that at RadioBigBoy.com as well. But once again, to Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan,
congratulations.
Yeah. Get that look off your face.
I mean, yeah,
congratulations,
guys,
Big
sure.
Boys Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood, we're going to go ahead, get out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. Appreciate you being our neighbor and spending time with us. Very controversial idiot award that we gave out today, man. The most dangerous idiot award was, yeah, so nice and so wrong that he wanted us to play it twice.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I didn't.
Louis G presented the idiot award to his girlfriend, Myra.
Oh,
yeah, for washing her $500 million potentially.
Yes, that could have been the $1 billion. That
lottery
been
ticket.
Out.
Wash the lottery ticket. And you know, it's a trip. You'll never wash your lottery ticket.
No, not at all.
Because you don't do your own laundry.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the reason I don't do it.
Right. Since he was born.
Yes.
I heard that. But has
like
Myra, has she contacted you as of yet?
No, not at all.
Oh, she can wait till you get home?
Yeah.
Yeah, that way she can insert the knife all the way into your side.
Do you think she would leave me if she won?
Say what now?
You think she would leave me if she won?
If she won the money?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. I think in here would leave something they love. Like, I love being in radio. I love this job. But every day going in, I'm nah. You know what I'm saying? You probably get a show like a Cinco de Mayo show. I'll come back and do a birthday show. You know, things of that nature.
Yeah,
but of course, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he said, would she leave him? Look in this mirror.
Oh, my God.
No, for real. Look in that mirror
and
ask yourself that question again.
I won't.
All right, there it is. Yeah, it is definitely. You said it. It's a no-brainer. Would she leave? Oh my God. Do we have time for an idiot award for that? Okay. All righty, man. And also, in case you missed it, Saweetie in the Neighborhood, man. Shout out to Saweetie. Love when she's in the neighborhood. And if you missed that entire interview from that, in case you missed it, you can log on to radiobigboy.com and grab that up. Also, Cardi B, continue to say the things that you want to say being out there, man. We were speaking on her talking about Trump's impeachment. I love that. And also, bad play of the day. Mm-hmm. James Harden. Come now on, traded James Harden.
Yeah, Brooklyn Net, bro.
Brooklyn Net. That's got crazy. Great company over there with Kyrie Irving.
The big three. Somebody put up a meme of the big three. You see this right here? That's right. Kevin Durant, James Harden. And then an empty spot for Kyrie.
Oh, man. And that's that wrestler. Yeah. I forget his name. Isn't he a wrestler, that big guy?
He's a big wrestler.
All righty, man. All righty. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate your time. Remember, full pandemic going on out there. So take care of you. Take care of your family. Take care of your loved ones. Take care of your neighbors. And also take care of and be kind to strangers. Yes. We are Big Boys Neighborhood, and we are gone. Thanks for checking out another full show episode here on RadioBigBoy.com. And remember to check out Big Boy On Demand. Yeah. It's our replay channel that runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when you're on RadioBigBoy.com, just click on the Listen Now icon and you'll pop right into our show where you can listen anytime when it's convenient for you.